From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Yesterday, we learned that former Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska died in a plane crash. And today comes news that another one-time titan of Congress has died, Chicago Democrat Dan Rostenkowski. For 13 years, he wrote tax laws and loopholes as chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Dan Rostenkowski was the gruff, deal-making, steak-devouring embodiment of Congress in the second half of the 20th century.
I've never had anybody call me and suggest that they want to be taxed.
That's some quintessential Rosty in a C-SPAN interview in 1993. He had helped to write a deficit reduction bill for President Bill Clinton.
And I just hope that the Senate and the House of Representatives will respond. People want us to govern.
And govern he did. As chairman of what reporters routinely called the Powerful Ways and Means Committee, he helped to overhaul the entire tax code, to pass a fix for Social Security financing, and to reduce the deficit. Former Congressman Tom Downey served on Ways and Means for 14 years, studying the Rostenkowski approach.
To try to work out deals with Republicans, try to get a bipartisan package put together if you could, and then bring that to the floor. That was good legislation for him.
As to just how that good legislating was facilitated, Downey says Rosty favored Morton's Steakhouse.
The members would all go there, and some lobbyist or group of lobbyists would pick up dinner. There would be steaks and a lot of carousing.
But the country was changing around him. In 1989, senior citizens rebelled against a Medicare revision that Rosty had championed. CBS News covered a constituent meeting in Chicago.
Then Rostenkowski raced across the street to his waiting car and driver, still pursued by angry senior citizens.
He's supposed to represent the people, not himself.
And in 1992, Rostenkowski got a subpoena, the start of a probe by the Justice Department on allegations that he misused public funds. He lost his seat in 1994, and in 96 he was convicted. Rostenkowski had this verdict on the verdict.
I personally have come to accept the fact that sometimes one person gets singled out to be held up by law enforcement as an example.
He served 17 months. He didn't let his family visit him. Over the years, he grew more reflective. Here he is in another C-SPAN interview in 2005.
You walk into a room that you used to take command of, and then you get into this... You get in this frame of mind where you're thinking everybody's looking at you and you're a crook. And that's sad.
But Rostenkowski also talked about a reunion with his Ways and Means staff.
And we had a great time, great dinner, and they were all still proud of the service that we rendered. And, of course, me in particular.
Of course, because he was the chairman. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.